police voicemail of Nick Slater, director of art. I am in the office today, but I'm either on another call or away from my desk. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you on my return. Thanks.
Steam railway not far from there. There's a Belfrand,
Hi, Nick,
but there's only
Emily.
Two in the whole country.
I'm coming up to Leicester
to
today,
Belfrand,
and I wondered if you'd have the time to meet me.
Market.
I could come
church.
To the campus, so if you'd let me know
that,
where you want to meet
War
me
Memorial
time,
building,
that'd be great.
Bells in
Bye.
It, old rectory. That's probably a better map, is it? See, that they're all in the central area.
All right, so if I walk down
this
road.
Are, yeah. Yeah, there's number 7 bus takes you into the centre of town, but yeah.
But why do you not like Loughborough?
I don't really regard it by any better term. And I like small towns. I live most of my life for near Mount Melbourne. You know it. Mount Melbourne. It's about a similar size to Loughborough. I grew up there, so I think that's the only reason. It's not too bad really. Very good view today.
Upstairs, yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. I mean, yes. I'm a bit too small, but
it's clear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's a terrific view. Where are you from? I'm in London.
But originally, I'm from Switzerland.
Oh, that's near London. Yes, Swiss coast.
Well, I actually now live not far from there.
Oh. I know all the railway lines too. I was on the railway for over 20 something years. I'm aware that I'm in London. Yeah, Swiss Cottage. Now, that's funny, isn't it, that right there? Yeah. I didn't mind working on the underground. I have to wait till the last train had gone through. And switch all the power off, and then we'd go in then. And the rats, I lived in the country, I've seen big rats in farmyards.
No, I would not.
It was nearly always a Saturday night shift when the last train had gone. How long have you been in?
15 years.
15?
Yeah.
I've been coming out
before,
isn't it?
Really? No, a lot of people have asked me.
Yeah,
Hello,
Hi, John, this is Salome. I'm coming up to visit today. I'll be arriving at about 2. Would you have time to meet me at the station or maybe at Wheeler's coffee shop? Please get back to me. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Morning. When the bells go, can you be in here or is it too loud? Do you have to be outside the town?
Down here is not too bad. But I wouldn't like to be on the platform. Mm. Some people, you know, they think it's wonderful. But we get a lot of people, especially children, who say they're too loud. So in here, yes, it's okay. Better outside. Because you don't get the resonance of the building.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be very loud. Yeah.
Well, if you've got the man playing, his feet are rather heavy, and it sounds as if the floor's going through, because they play with the fist and the feet. I think that they're slightly clavier board with their feet, and they've also got with their fists. Here on the hands, and underneath they've got the pedals as well. When the girls play, it's not so bad.
It's not as loud then.
It's not. They're just as loud, but it's the banging on the floor. Isn't as loud.
Yeah.
You don't think the floor's coming through? Are you local?
No, not at all. I'm just here for the day. And so I went to the Bell Foundry and then they sent me here.
You've been to see Barrett, have you?
Yeah. But he said that you only ring the bells on a Thursday.
Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah, so I missed the day, unfortunately.
So they made all these bells?
Yeah, he said, yeah.
And each of the 42 bells has got an inscription.
Are you from Loughborough then?
No. I'm from Scotland.
Ah, oh, well, I can't hear it.
Where are you from? No, I lived there when I was 18 months old. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Are you never here on holiday?
But so you've lived here or
you've
lived most of
the time? No, I lived in Coventry.
And then I lived, there's another bell founder in London.
Oh, Whitechapel.
30 years.
I've been there once on a tour. I just presumed that you might have sort of a special relationship to the...
No, it's just that... I'm an old soldier, and that's the relationship.
Mm.
Once you're an old soldier, you've always got relationships with other old soldiers.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether it's Loughborough or
Longford.
Yeah,
it's
very
long ways. Yeah.
So you were in the Second World War?
Yeah.
Is it difficult then to sit here and kind of be reminded daily?
No, because generally you would remember the better days.
It sounds rusty.
The worst part of an old soldier's life. You remember when Bosnian War was on?
Well, there's not very many actual steel bells hung for a full circle
and
ring.
I used to get up 2 or 3 times a night and change the bed because it was really... It was all those memories coming back. Those are the worst parts. But when you're in a place like this now, you
are beautiful, just as objects.
You forget
that
kind of thing, and you think of the comradeship you had with your other pals.
It's
quite rough, actually.
It's difficult for, I suppose, my generation to imagine a war. You know, a war here. But it's the lines, the number of lines.
That's just to get the right notes.
The lines, yeah. It's like groups on the record.
Especially American ones. They give you no truth about the war whatsoever.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine they wouldn't.
It's all, made up.
So if you make a bell, you have to know where they have to be in order to get the light.
I
never have to.
I hope you never do.
It's hell. And they're on a leg, even it takes a
literally hell on earth.
If you take too much off, then that's, you know.
I finished up in hospital.
Somebody will order a bell and say, we want it in
Said it all, didn't
he? It's all human. That's what I do think, though, in a war film. It's like, well, by the end of the day, you take the uniform off your people.
That's right.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I always remember saying to Bernard, why did you join the army? It's just the same reason as you. You were called up, I was called up. And that was it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not the ordinary man in the street. It's these politicians at the top.
Yeah, and they don't have to go. Yeah.
No, I think when you were probably 18, 19, 20s, it sounds like fun. And when you get there, you find it's anything but fun. Mm.
Yeah.
There's a person here last week.
So it is open now, because somebody else said feel? No.
It's oh, yes, not. It's after Easter. Yes, it's open.
Half the time you were forced.
It's just the steam.
Right? You won't do it. Keep it.
Great, thank you very much.
And the other half, you're scared.
You can find a number of
things. Anybody who said they weren't scared.
If you want to ask any questions, we're here, Dan.
Thank
you.
Didn't
show you were scared. But yes, you were.
Yeah.
Where are you from then?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah, so we kind of chickened out of the war a bit. I mean, I know both my grandfathers are police officers and the customs officers, so they both were involved.
Yes.
But obviously not, you know, frontline stuff.
Not elective service, as we used to call it.
Yeah. So it's a different... I think in Switzerland there's a different consciousness to the Second World War than in England, very much.
I'm sure. It's entirely different in France.
Mm. Yeah, I think everybody has slightly their own... position and memory.
Their own nationalistic ideas of it.
Mm. Yeah, and how they remember or want to remember their position.
You see, France was actually overrun by the Germans. So they had a different aspect of it. We were badly bombed by the Germans. So, and they got it.
I don't know, the Swiss thought they would be, I think. The Swiss thought they would be overrun.
Yes. Except one man. Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And you say, you look back and you think of it.
Yes, because you have to. Yeah. So do you think people who come to this tower, they all just remember the good things then?
I think most of them.
Yeah, I suppose today, I don't know if the Iraq soldiers get any therapy when they come back.
Well, does therapy do any good?
For some.
We didn't get any. And yet, most of us fairly sane. Yeah. You know, we just got on with the life afterwards. Or, carried on. That is the answer. I think a lot of this... counselling probably makes it worse because it brings back, you know, what you call flashbacks.
Yeah.
And it's just the boys.
Well, I'm glad I don't seem to have to go, and I hope we never have a war that near again.
Like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, the one that's on in. Iraq now is horrific, but it's not war as we knew it. I mean, war as we knew it were two arms fighting each other, but that isn't. It's just people fighting people.
Mm. Yeah. Weird that.
It looks as if it's a case of I'll kill as many as I can before they kill me.
Yeah.
And once again, most of it is religion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that.
Thank you.